Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The DH, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Zedeb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Zedeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Joe Zedeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zedeb strikes out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Wei then trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who tags Wei then for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Soderholm scores. Bosley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Horta covering, for the out. Porter moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. White moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. McRae moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Ron Schuler now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Joe Zdeb. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Otis steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Nairodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Porter reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bosley, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to home to get Brett. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Nairodny and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bosley, who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive towards third. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bosley, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Tom Paquette. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 9-2, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then scores. Porter moves to second. It's 10-2, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Doug Bird now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. Bosley moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bosley. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got 3 RBIs. Wei then hits a line drive into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. It's 13-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nairodny hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.